It's Theo.
And Vanessa. And here's what you need to know this week, Wink.
Why do I always have to say with a Y?
Okay, I'll say it with a Y.
Okay, we said it twice. It's not wing, ying, ying, ying.
Greetings, Theo. Wagwan Pandarak.
Which rock?
Jamrock, obviously.
Oh, I knew that, of course. Well, actually, no, quite a bit of things are going on. And as we get right into it, just an update on energy, science, and technology. Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley and his driver. I'm sure almost everybody, unless you've been living under the rock, has heard by now that they're involved in a car crash yesterday morning in St. Catherine. The news is that he and his driver are both recuperating in hospital right now.
Minister, the Walla St. Catherine, I pray for you. Walla Spanish Town and the Walla Portmore. Yeah. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton also yesterday said his colleague, minister, and his driver are undergoing precautionary tests to rule out internal damage. Because you know, so when them something happen, you know, you can't have all kind of bleeding and something, so we don't want that. So we have check feet.
It's like they're a big group of bridgings, and they're like,
It's nice.
All right, so Dr. Wheatley also sent out a tweet expressing gratitude to well-wishers, saying he was experiencing some neck pains, but he hoped others involved in the accident were also recovering.
We wish for everybody a speedy recovery, as well as just a reminder, folks, please be on your P's and your Q's when you're up on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Anything can happen, any game can play.
Mm-hmm. Especially the Q's. The Q's are really important.
Right. So be vigilant. Be careful. Be sober. Yep. Zane?
Absolutely.
All right.
And you know, you mentioned the health minister. Work is progressing on the hot button topic right now. That's Cornwall Regional Hospital.
Boy.
As patients on the main building have been relocated, leaving only 10% of operations still ongoing in this area.
Right. So the 10% in operation include the morgue, the linear accelerator, and the dialysis section, which are on the ground floor of the building. And as such, staff members are not in areas directly affected by the ongoing work. Nor the mold, which has been causing the staff and the patients to get sick.
Yeah, whew, man. Right, so 90% of the services have been relocated to neighboring facilities, including the Mount Salem Clinic and the Falmouth Hospital.
So if you know that you have treatment to get from Cornwall, bear in mind the hospital is operational just in different areas. So depending on where your service be, you might have to go somewhere else.
Yeah. So just work with the thing. Work with the thing.
And then we direct you.
Absolutely. And just to add, the ministry has made suitable changes to some areas of the hospital to facilitate these operations. So for instance, the nurse quarters located to the back of the facility has been renovated to accommodate beds.
Yeah. And they have also made improvements to other facilities, such as the Falmouth Hospital, where 50 more beds have been added to treat patients redirected from Cornwall Regional.
Yep. So I think we covered all our bases. Ready to ramble?
No!
Yes!
No!
Oh, okay, fine.
We're gonna stop! Ah. Guys, I need a drum roll, please. Guess what's happening later on this month?
Slightly out of rhythm, but you get the point.
Yeah. Next week, April 19 to 22, the Expo Jamaica Trade Fair is back at the National Indoor Sports Center. So people, mark your calendar. Yeah, because pure Jamaican brand, Jamaica-made. Jamaica-made.
Oh, yes.
Products are good, daddy.
Oh, yes. I don't know how it go already. Buy Jamaica, build Jamaica,
wear
Jamaica, sleep on Jamaica, fly Jamaica, Vanessa, come on, help me out
just
here.
Cool,
walk
cool,
Jamaica,
cool.
Eat Jamaica, woo!
Sweet Jamaica. All right, cool.
Sweet Jamaica. Oh, yes, my girl.
Yes, I definitely think it's time to wrap.
All right, so catch us next week, same time, same place. Well, maybe not same place for you, but for us, definitely. For more information on
Expo Jamaica 2018. And that's it for Week Today. Send your feedback to radio at jis.gov.jm. Connect with us on Twitter at JIS News.
Man, whenever the press did that line of work, tell us on Instagram at JIS Voice. And interact with us. I'm joking, I'm not depressed. She's great. And interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. Until next time, she remains Vanessa.
And he is always Theo.
And remember, knowledge is power, so stay in the know.
No. Put it down. Put it down. All right. Put it down, please. You miss. Your sugar limit is 26 milligrams of sugar in total for the day. And oi, you, sir, no more than 37 milligrams. So the extra juice, yes, miss it. Lock it back. And the piece of cake, put it back. Cause chronic disease like diabetes, now watch no face.
A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.